Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Bob Stauffer with you, along with Derek Scott and Brendan Escott at the 630 Chad Studios. Just before we went to break, we went to Oilers Game Day Trivia presented by Pro-Am Sports, your fan cave specialist. All correct answers this month. Enter to win an autographed Stuart Skinner jersey from Pro-Am Sports. You can visit them online or in Edmonton on St. Albert Trail. Our question in the one game, yes, that's what we should have thought of. I was thinking that too. Same as the basketball player, Greg DeVries. We were playing Puckadoo with Reed Wilkins here. So before we went to break, the question was, Griffin Reinhart was Vegas' claim from Edmonton. Reinhart played one game as an Oiler. What was the score in that game? The score was 7-1 for Edmonton over the Anaheim Ducks. He played in Game 6 here in Edmonton. And Randy got the correct answer on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Ashley Fine Floors, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted at Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort and Casino, excitement, bet on it. Let's dip into the Oilers Now injury report for James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. Well, Connor McDavid, we do not expect him to go. And we're basically operating under the context that Leon Draisaitl will center Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Zach Hyman on the Oilers' top line. So McDavid out with what is being termed a lower body injury. For the Vegas Golden Knights, Mark Stone has a spleen injury. Not available. Alex Pietrangelo did not make this two-game road trip for Vegas. He's out with an illness. Nicolas Waugh, undisclosed injury, has kept him out of the lineup. An upper body injury has William Carrier on LTIR. And a personal for Chandler Stephenson. His wife's about to have a baby. So they got five regulars out of the lineup. It'll be Aiden Hill against Stuart Skinner starting a goal again. That's the Oilers Now injury report brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. Trent Brown, Jim Brown, big supporters of the Edmonton Oilers, the Edmonton Elks, and the Alberta Golden Bears. We'll tell you that guests in Oilers Now receive gift cards to Japanese Village. Save $10 on all certified Angus beef, New York steak dinners. For more details, visit jvedmonton.ca. Well, we're always up front on this show. It's 4:35 in Edmonton. Let's go to our Oilers Now headliner. We had a chance earlier today to catch up to Vegas Golden Knights general manager Kelly McCrimmon. He is our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. Trent and the Wilhauk family, they'll take care of you. It's the best you've ever tasted. Wilhauk Beef Jerky, Wilhauk today. Here's our sit-down conversation with Golden Knights GM Kelly McCrimmon.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Kelly, thank you for taking time to join us. And I guess the first question I have for you is, look, you're the reigning Stanley Cup champions, but do you know what you really have yet with the Vegas Golden Knights at this time, given the significance of some of the players that you don't have in the lineup?
Yeah, that's going to be what's interesting to see for us, Bob. We've we've had injuries really first of November on. We've had some real key players miss large chunks of time. You know, Shea Theodore was 40 games. Mark Stone now is going to miss 35 games. Eichel missed 2 months. Carrier's missed 2 months. William Karlsson missed 2 months. Aiden Hill missed 2 months. One after the other with Alex Pietrangelo now has missed significant time. So if the stars line up and we can play our best 20, I think that's obviously going to be our best opportunity. The short-term goal is we need 4 points to get into the playoffs, and then hopefully better health as we enter the playoffs with a stronger team.
Kelly, how would you assess your team's performance over the last, basically since the NHL trade deadline?
I think we've been way better since then, and it was interesting. A year ago, I really felt that we turned the page at the All-Star break, as did a lot of teams. If you remember to last year, how strong Edmonton's finish was, we were managed to stay 1 point ahead of them, so that's how our finish was. But Dallas and Colorado had the same thing going on in the Central, whereas this year, it just felt like the trade deadline was that time for us. We've played much better since the trade deadline, a little bit healthier. And the thing that happens with you when you have players on your lineup for a long time, your lineup card, as they return, your lineup card looks better, but you still have to get playing well, right? And I think that's a little bit of what we're going through in a positive way. I think we're getting our team game a little bit better. But again, it's been a challenge all year. We're fortunate to have our head above water here with an opportunity to control our own fate and at least make sure we're one of the eight.
Kelly, what's interesting is, you know, during your tenure as GM and obviously in your work with George, you guys seemingly have been in on every high-profile player and at times have even surprised the media experts. And I think the Tomáš Hertl deal was a little, I think every, like Hanifin, yeah, people thought, okay, that makes sense. But the Hertl thing kind of came out of nowhere at the last possible moment. And it was sort of a coup de grace from a perspective of, oh, there's Vegas doing what Vegas can do. Is it a mindset? Like, is it an organizational mindset to have a relentless approach to constantly try to improve the team?
Well, you and I have had these conversations before, and I'm, you know, always a believer. You manage the team in front of you, and when we had the success in year one that we did, going all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, I think that it was almost a change of approach at that time. I think it was a reset when we realized that we did have the makings of a good team. We realized we weren't good enough to continue with that exact team, so we've tried to make it better along the way. So, you know, year two, we traded for Mark Stone, which, I've always looked at as, you know, sort of the real key moment, because he changed things significantly for our organization. And then, you know, our disappointments have been the impetus for some of the moves we've made since then. When we played here in the bubble in the playoffs in, I guess, 2020, we realized that the champions have a Victor Hedman there, an Alex Pietrangelo, or a defenseman like that. We didn't have a player like that. That was the motivation for our interest in Alex Pietrangelo as a free agent. And then the following year we lost in the conference final, I guess technically the semifinal, to Montreal, and just really felt that the championship teams have, you know, that elite first line center, which although we had good centers, we didn't have that center. So that was the impetus with the Eichel trade. Tomáš Hertl is a player that we've just always had tremendous regard for based on playing against him. He's a little bit different than what we have in terms of his strengths, because he's a player that's around the net, really strong below the goal line, not unlike Barbashev a year ago, who we thought was a little bit different than what we already had. So those are some of that's the thought process that goes into it. But I think that where I would beg to differ with some from the outside is we're not reckless about how we do our business. We're mindful of the future. We make good decisions, or we believe we make good decisions, and they don't always turn out the way that you expect. But that's the approach that we take in terms of building our team.
At the end of the day, you're playing to win. You won the Stanley Cup last year. You retained your own first rounder this year. You have moved the number ones in the next two subsequent years for Hertl and for Hanifin. You don't have a second, third, fourth round, or fifth round pick in this year's draft. But you can always trade back, can't you, and get multiple picks from a first draft? Like, how much do you value draft capital? And does it also challenge an organization? Look at where you got Logan Thompson from, out of Brock University. I mean, does it challenge an organization to backfill a 50-man roster for your NHL and AHL teams if you don't necessarily have all your draft picks?
Well, I think that prior to this year, we've never had less than six picks in a draft, I believe. One of the things that put us in a favorable position this year, when you looked at our draft grid going into the trade deadline for the next 3 years, we were only missing a fourth-round pick this year, which we used to acquire Aiden Hill, and a seventh-round pick this year, which we used to acquire Jonathan Quick. We had every other draft pick for the next 3 years. So, from there, we look at Noah Hanifin. If we can, keep him in our organization long term, we look at the first round pick that we traded to Calgary.
It's worth it.
We're not going to get that player in the draft. And with Thomas Hertl, the trade there, we feel the same way. That's a elite NHL player that we're. It's all trade-offs. So whatever you value the pick to be versus what you value the player to be, combined with where your team is. So those are sort of the criteria that you use when you make those decisions. And then the second player, or the second piece to San Jose, David Edstrom, who's a real good player. We had a number of teams ask for him, so that's a compliment to the job that our amateur scouts have done. But that was put into the deal for the retention. So Thomas Hertl, 6.75 on our cap for the duration of his contract, as opposed to 8.2 or whatever exactly his number was in San Jose. So we moved out some draft capital at the deadline, but it wasn't for rental players. These are players that are going to be with us for a considerable length of time, again, with the hope that we get Hanifin extended.
We're joined by Vegas Golden Knights general manager Kelly McCrimmon. Bob Stauffer with you on Oilers Now. Kelly, I love zone defense, okay? There's a reason zone defense worked in the NBA, or there's a reason they outlawed in the NBA, and that's because it worked. Rob Dom was a proponent of zone defense. Chris Knobloch runs a variation of that. You guys play, I would say, a little bit more passively than Boston, but a very, and you've got good big defensemen that can front blocks and shot blocks. Front. Do you have, you coached yourself in the WHL and along your journey. Do you have a philosophical approach to system play that you'd like to see your organization run?
I think that, I think in general terms, I like our team to play an up-tempo game. I believe in that. I always have, just philosophically. I think that your top players want to, want to feel they've got the ability to attack and generate offense. I think in today's NHL, you have to have that mindset. In terms of defensively, I really like what we do with Butch, and it's easy for me to say that based on the respect I had for how Boston played for his tenure there, and the fact that it led us to a Stanley Cup here last year. It was different than what we were doing, so it required some transition from our team, but it was easily adopted. But it really, Bobby Lowe's, who runs our amateur scouting, coach for me for 9 years in Brandon, he was always a believer, it's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Right.
And I think that that's really, really true. Because we won, I think in part because we won,
copycat,
quite a few teams have done it, have yes, switched to that, and to varying degrees of success. And there's nights where we don't do it as well as we need to either. We're not perfect, but in terms of what we're trying to do, I think there's a clear understanding that if we do it properly, it's going to help us be successful.
Final question for you. And I've asked you this before, but you got the goalie whisperer in, Sean Burke. And there are guys that are specialists that seem to impact various aspects of organizations. Is it something that has manifested just at the NHL level, or have you seen some progression and growth with your guys in the HL? How much of crossover does it do? Because your HL team is right there as well.
I think we try to do things consistently through the organization. In Henderson now, we have Ryan Craig leading that team as our head coach. Ryan, of course, was with us for 6 years as an assistant, worked under Gerard Gallant, worked under Peter DeBoer, worked under Bruce Cassidy. I think it was the perfect time, the perfect step for him to go be a head coach in the American League, and thankfully it's in our organization. So certainly he understands exactly what we're trying to do throughout the organization. organization. I think with Sean Burke, he's directly linked with Freddie Brathwaite, who, yeah, of course, is a real good goalie coach as well. So that gives us some continuity there. I think what we've tried to do in the organization, across all platforms, is to make sure that we're linked together. We don't have any silos. That's not how we operate. It's incredibly collaborative. I think that our pro staff, our amateur staff, our development, it's all very, very collaborative. And I think that helps you get the good decisions. If you have talented people, which we do, and you include them in your decision-making process, I think it can only help you.
There you go. That is the general manager of the reigning Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights, Kelly McCrimmon. And I think we all know the story now. The Oilers' Bob Nicholson had asked Vegas for permission to interview Kelly when he was the assistant GM at Vegas, and the Golden Knights promoted him because they knew that he was likely to get the job in Edmonton. For years, he was the owner, GM, and at times the head coach of the Brandon Wheat Kings, and his knowledge of the West might be unmatched of any GM in the league. I think that's a fair comment. Kelly McCrimmon is our headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. We hear a lot of comments about the cost of living, including the cost of vehicles. At the same time, consumers are keeping their vehicles longer and repair costs come into the picture. The team at Brent Ridge Ford is working to help. They've assembled over 30 Escapes and Bronco Sports that can provide reliable and affordable transportation. If you want to be treated fairly and receive award-winning service at every aspect of vehicle ownership, call our friends Uncle Milt, Johnny and Rich, 780-352-6048. Brent Ridge Ford is your Ford truck authority on the Automile in Wetaskiwin, where cars cost less. When we come back, we'll get to List A in Oilers history. Should be a good one. And get to a couple more texts as well. Brendan will jump in. You're listing Oilers Now. Penner's Pancakes is Texas on the Ashley Fine Flores text line. Bob, I'm actually curious and intrigued by who will step up in 97's absence tonight. Excited for the game, and I predict a 4-2 Oilers win. Great show as always. That one comes to us from Penner's Pancakes. Well, just because he's got a great handle, I think we're going to make that the Text of the Day nominee for a Text of the Week draw, where winners receive 3 months of washes at my favorite car wash, Great White Car Wash, 100-04 169th Street. Royal Pizza, Pizza Pasta, so much more. Edmonton owned and operated 50-plus years, 14-plus locations in the Edmonton region, and Royal Pizza, where the staff recommendations the Mediterranean chicken. Brendan Escott likes the Texan. Reed Wilkins likes the meat lovers. Check out their menu at royalpizza.ca. Incumbent upon who? We got Brendan Escott back in the 630 Chet Studios. Just, Brendan, before we go to this day in Oilers history, you got multiple choices for the state because the Oilers have played a lot of playoff games in this day. Who has to step up for Edmonton tonight if Connor McDavid can't go?
I would like to think that everybody on the defense is going to have to step up. And at some point in the playoffs, it's going to have to happen. So let's see it now against a very formidable opponent. And maybe that starts with Stuart Skinner tonight.
Yeah. The Oilers last year lost to Vegas in 6 games. Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl scored 6 goals in the first 2 games. The Oilers got a split. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl scored 11 of the Oilers' 19 goals. They needed more support elsewhere in the lineup, and the Vegas Golden Knights won game 5 at home, 4-3, and then one here at Edmonton, 5-2, in a game in which Aiden Hill basically stole game 6 of the series. But the Golden Knights line of Eichel with Barbashev and Marchessault dominated Edmonton 5-on-5, and a lot of that was against Nurse and CeCe, and they created some looks off of cycles and those sort of things as the Oilers were playing what really ostensibly was a modified zone. We will tell you tomorrow, Ron McLean from NHL Hockey and Rogers for Century Casino Edmonton, Sportsnet color analyst Louis DeBrus for GCL Diesel, John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. We had a lot to come still on the airwaves here at Edmonton on 630 CHED. Before then, though, let's go to this day in Oilers history for New West Travel. Again, you can explore Southeast Asia on a chartered river cruise next March. Reach out to newwesttravel.com. What do you got, Brendan?
1982, it was the miracle on Manchester when the Oilers stormed out to a 5-0 lead in the first 40 minutes of game 3. 3 against the lowly Los Angeles Kings. Gretzky had 2 goals, 2 assists, and then the Kings unleashed a record-setting comeback. 5 goals in the third that forced overtime, the fifth of which coming off of Steve Bozek's stick. 5 seconds left in regulation. Darrell Evans pots the overtime winner. That swings the series, and Edmonton, who won the division that year with 111 points, Bob, bowed out to the Kings, who finished in fourth, 48 points behind them.
You know, it's funny, Brennan, I had a couple guys reach out to me after Edmonton lost to Chicago in the play-in series, and they were critical, and maybe one or two of them might have been around in the 80s, and I said, well, wait a sec here. You guys lost to the Kings, and they were 48 points ahead of you. And they're like, yeah, you're right. It can happen in hockey. It was a best of 5. Still hard to believe that we had people actually criticizing Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl during that season as playoffs against the Chicago Blackhawks when they combined for 15 points and were plus players. That was nutty to me. Edmonton had a couple Swedish defensemen that didn't want to fly back across the Atlantic to be here for Oscar Klefbom never played again after that bubble series against Chicago. There was a lot going on behind the scenes. So there you have it. That is the Stan Oilers history for New West Travel. 4:54 at Edmonton again. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Ron McLean, Louis DeBrusk, and John Shannon. Reed Wilkins has the face-off show coming up at what time today? At 5:05. I will join Reed at 5:35. Kevin Robertson up next with a global news weather traffic update. Special thanks to Brendan Escott and Derek Scott for helping us out on Oilers Now. And I will rejoin you in about 35 minutes' time.